Blog Talk Radio.
Someone at my church asked me not long ago what I was doing because of the economy. How was I handling it? They see me preaching and smiling. Not the fact that everything is going good, but they asked me how I was handling it, what I was going to do, and I just simply told them, I will trust in the Lord.
Teach us today, oh
this line.
Teach, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Reach, reach, each.
Yes, Father, you're welcome here.
You're the one that uplifts us, oh Lord.
Yes, Father God. Hallelujah to your holy name.
Lord, the way you called us to be, that we would take the place and position you gave us.
Thank
you today, Lord, for being here.
Yes, position of honor.
Thank you. Lord, give us this daily bread.
Yes,
Lord, we pray for you today,
Lord. Yes, Lord, God.
You said if a serpent should ask bread, you wouldn't give him. You wouldn't give him a serpent, Lord. If you
asked
for bread, you wouldn't give him a serpent and ask for bread. You wouldn't give him a stone.
You give him a stone.
Lord,
that's right.
That, our Father, Lord, give good things, Lord. How much so? How much so? Would you give to them, oh Lord, your spirit that acts them, Lord. Thank you.
That's
Lord,
right.
Today, Lord,
that's his word.
God. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thankful, Lord God. Merciful Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you.
Thank you, peace, Lord God.
Lord,
I pray you and I will do it. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
greater
than the pandemic, Lord. That is
great.
Give you the honor and the glory.
Greater, Lord. This is the Holy Ghost prayer. She reached out to she was made whole. Be made whole. I take it down.
Yeah.
Threw a rock at the devil and hit him with a stone right between that.
Thank you. Bless the Lord, oh, his soul. Amen. So welcome. Holy Ghost prayer line where Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
He got us up this morning. It's a brand new day. He started us on our way. So we're going to what? It's the Lord's day. We're going to rejoice. Rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So we thank God for this day. And we call Fridays Faithful Friday, amen. This is Faithful Friday, amen. And the Lord brings me to the scripture of Psalm 31:23. Oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and the plentiful, rewardeth the proud doer. Amen. Psalms 101. Somebody needs to mute their phone. Mute your phone. Amen. We have began the service. Mute your phone. Psalms 101:6 says, my eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. Amen. We're talking about faith. Amen. Faithful Friday. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that. So welcome in. Come on in. Where Jesus Christ is Lord. I am blessed. We are blessed. We are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. And if we aren't on today, we will get filled and refilled with the Holy Ghost. This is the Holy Ghost prayer line where the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus Christ, they all come in. They come in and we honor that. We don't take that lightly. Amen. So we thank God for the presence of the Holy Spirit. He's here. I feel his presence. So we thank God for the presence. Amen. So we're going to usher him in with our praise and our worship. Amen. So we thank God. Praise the Lord. Well, guess what today is, ladies? Guess what today is? Today is the men's day. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give a shout out to our men on this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God for our men. When the men rise up, that's something. Amen. That is truly, truly, truly a blessing. Men, they are our leaders. So we thank God. And I tell you guys all the time, encourage your men, your mothers, your fathers, your brothers, your nephews. Encourage your brother. Encourage a man on today, every day. Amen. Just lift them up and encourage them because they need a lot of encouragement. Amen. So we thank God for our men. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And we're gonna have our group prayer on this morning, 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. And we also have our daily scriptures. We have new set of scriptures now, so keep reading the other ones, but we're gonna keep adding on. Amen. So we thank God for Matthew 5:1-13, and that's our Beatitudes. And like I told you guys, my new name is Blessed. I am blessed and so are you. So that's some of the reasons of why we bless in Matthew, right? We have John 14:1-4. We have Romans 5:8-11. We have Psalms 55:22, Psalms 3:8. And then we have a Galatians 6:8-10. Amen. So on this prayer line, you come with your Bibles, your pens, and your paper, and get ready. Amen. Because we're going to have a feast on today. Amen. So we thank God for that. Now we need to go to salvation. We know the salvation is of the Lord. Amen. We know we can't do anything for the Lord unless we are saved. Amen. We are born again into the kingdom of God. Amen. So Psalm 37 says, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Amen. Are we trusting in the Lord on today? Hebrews 4:6 says, let us come boldly. This is a bold thing. We should be bold as lions. Amen. Let us come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. John 3:3 says, except a man be born again, he or she cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:5 says, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he or she cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. 1 John 1:9 says, if, there's that big if, amen, God gives us a choice. So he says, if, this is something we have to do, amen. God's not going to do it for you. He says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Amen. So we thank God for that. We thank God that we're going to be cleansed and born again. Amen. So he's telling us if we confess with our mouth. Amen. So now we're going to go to Romans 10 and 9. And Romans 10 and 9 is our prayer of salvation, sinner's prayer, whatever you want to call it. Romans 10 and 9 says also, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. If you're already saved, we're going to get it right on today. Amen. Because we all fall short. Amen. We all fall short with the glory of God. So, amen. If we're all on one accord, our hearts and minds are clear, can we all just say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Forgive me for all my sins.
Forgive me of all of my sins.
I believe that you died on the cross.
I believe that you died on the cross.
And were buried. And on the third day, God the Father raised you from the dead.
Raise you from the dead.
So right now, Lord Jesus. I open the door to my heart. And I repent of my wicked ways.
And I receive you as my Lord and my personal Savior.
Amen. This is a personal relationship. Amen. Romans 10:10 says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:13 says, so for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. We are truly, truly saved. Amen. We thank God for salvation. And the next process is once you get saved, you need to be filled and refilled. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Acts 6:31 says, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Amen. So we need to be filled. Acts 2:38 says, Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we thank God for our water baptism, which is an outward symbol. So if you haven't been baptized in years and years and years, it's time to get rebaptized. Amen. Just do your works all over again. Amen. So we thank God for that. Now we're going to go to our Ephesians prayer, which is walking in love. We know that God is a God of love. Amen. My prayer on this morning that you're walking in love as well. Amen. Because God is love. We serve a loving, a kind, gentle God. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 16 through 20. Then we have Ephesians chapter 3, verses 3:14-21. Amen. Praise God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in our prayers and on this prayer line, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in him, so the eyes of your understanding then enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of their calling, what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is exceeding greatness of his power to you, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, when he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. For this cause we bow our knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts. Amen. He wants to live in your hearts by faith.
Yeah.
By faith. So we have to use our faith. Amen. That we've been rooted and grounded in love. There's that word. May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. And to know, to really know the love of Christ. There's that word again. Which passes knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. So now unto him that is able to exceedingly abundantly for all that we ask or think. We can just think a thing. Amen. You ever just be doing just something during the day and all of a sudden this thought comes to your mind? We can just think a thing and he'll bring it to pass according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church and on the prayer line by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Amen. So may the Lord add a reading and a blessing to his word. And like I always tell you, be a doer of the word, not just ears only. Amen. We thank God and we're going to put it into action. Amen. We're not going to just read about it and pray about it and think about it. We're going to put it into action. We're going to be a doer. Amen. So we thank God.
Amen.
Now we're going to go to our group prayer, which is 2 Chronicles. This is our theme prayer for the prayer line. Amen. 2 Chronicles 13:14. Amen. If all hearts and minds are clear, can we all just say, Lord Jesus?
Lord Jesus.
If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain.
If I shut up heaven, and there be no rain.
Or if I command the locust to devour the land. Or if I send pestilence among my people.
Or if I send pestilence among my people.
If my people, which are called by my name,
shall humble themselves and pray.
Amen. And seek my face.
And seek my face.
And turn from their wicked ways.
And turn from their wicked ways.
Then will I hear from heaven?
Then will I hear from heaven.
And forgive their sins.
And will heal the land.
Amen.
And will heal the land.
Amen. That's our answer today. Amen. If we want to know why this pandemic, he's telling you right there in 2 Chronicles. Amen. So we need to seek his face. Amen. To humble ourselves. Amen. Amen. So he can heal the land. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God. Once again, thank you for coming on the Holy Ghost Prayer Line. We appreciate you guys. We really do. We really do appreciate and love our people. Bishop and I on today, we keep you in prayer. We keep the prayer requests in prayer. And if it wouldn't for you guys, we wouldn't even have the prayer line. So we thank God. And I really thank God for some of our consistent ones. We have some that are truly consistent. They're faithful. They're on here every day. Guess what? You're next in line for your blessing. Amen. God's got a blessing. It's something about being committed. Amen. And being devoted. Amen. To something that God wants us to do. And we know that he wants us to have the Holy Spirit and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's what this line is for, to encourage you to get filled and refilled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's not about your title.
Amen.
It's not about any of that. It's
Amen.
About the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is first
That's
and
right.
foremost in our lives. He is our priority. Amen. If not, you need to make him your
Amen.
Priority on today. Amen. We can get it
Amen.
Right on today. Why? Because this is the Lord's Day. This is the Lord's Day, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So praise God. And once again,
Amen.
A shout-out to our men.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for our men. And guess what? Next week, come the women.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come back full force. Amen. So the second Wednesday of every month is the women. Amen. We're going to come give our awesome testimonies. And like I told you guys, don't come with these boring testimonies. Let's get some good juicy ones. Back in the day when we shot a few people or whatever you did, went to jail, you know, you fornicated, you know, whatever, drugs and alcohol. Let's get some deep down good testimonies. Amen. Guess what? Because it's to bless somebody else. Somebody else needs to hear that. Because believe it or not, everybody ain't saved and sanctified. Some people still drinking, fornicating, shacking, you know, amen. So we're still going through our trials and tribulations, and we're still going to grow in the Lord because we're going to come clean, amen. We're going to get the slate clean. And another thing for your testimony, we're exposing the enemy. We're trying to expose the devil to let him know we're no longer a slave to sin. This is what we used to do. Amen. We're new
uh-huh.
creatures. Old things have passed
Amen.
Away. Amen. So we thank God
uh-huh.
we have become brand new. Amen. We can shout about it. We can talk about it. We don't have no shame. We don't have no shame. Amen. I'm not being that call girl
Amen.
I used to be. Amen. We don't have no shame because we've been set free, healed, and delivered. Amen. So praise God. Amen. So we're going to give this space over to the bishop. I know he's got a word for the men. He's got something to say, and he's going to give his testimony, too. Amen. Praise God. Bishop.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on, y'all make some noise. Y'all know I like some noise.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God.
Amen. This is how we get to use the devil when he's going to play.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen. Giving praise, giving praise to God, giving praise to God. Amen.
Yeah.
I called it something for the men, because men need to get back to their prospective places.
Yeah.
In the Lord. Amen.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Amen. And then I'm gonna ask you to give a testimony, but I'm gonna read a couple of scriptures first, amen.
Okay.
And it's in the Bible. It's in the Bible, amen. 1 Corinthians chapter.
Line unmuted.
Verse 7. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but I'm going to give right now. Verse 7. It says, for a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God, but
uh-huh.
the woman is the glory of the man. Hallelujah. She's
uh-huh.
not the glory of God. She's the glory of the man.
Uh-huh.
A man shouldn't cover his authority. See what's happening? Men are covering their authority. They allow someone else to be the head of them when men is supposed to be the head. See, when you cover your head, that means you're covering your authority.
Uh-huh.
And we men, we always taking a back seat to everything rather than being the head.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, when we want something done, we always get the women to do it. And instead of the women doing, the men supposed to be doing it. So therefore, you know, we're not showing our head.
Right. That's right.
Our leadership. It's the leadership. And
uh-huh.
so God wanted men to be leaders. And the reason he wants men to be leaders, he created Adam first.
Yes.
And then the woman. Now, I know somebody likes to take that out of order, but he says man ought not to cover his head.
Uh-huh.
And God was upset with Adam because he listened to her. He allowed her to be his head.
Uh-huh.
And he told Adam, because you listened to her, you're gonna be cursed because you did that. Amen.
Amen.
And so today, let the men stand out. And, you know, men ought to be first to get saved. The man should have been the first to get saved in his house.
Uh-huh.
I know the wife got saved in a lot of houses, but we should have been first.
Yes.
We should be first in everything. Amen.
Amen.
God wants us to be first and learn how to to be a leader, to be first, to step out, to go ahead, to raise up, to be a praise. Amen. To be an example. All the examples and encouragement, everything was supposed to come from us. He was never supposed to cover his head.
Amen.
Because his head, the Bible does say, his head, verse 3 says, I would have you to know that the head of every man, I want you to know this. Men, I want you to know this. You know, people trying to change this. This is why we got so much homosexuality in the church.
Yeah.
Because men trying to be women, and women trying to be men.
Come on.
And women taking the place of the men, and men taking the place of the women, because they don't know who they are. But he said, I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ.
Yeah.
So you don't put nobody in front of you, men. You don't put nobody else in front of you. Because you see, if somebody else get ahead of that, they're
out
of Christ.
That's right. They're out of order.
And so this is order here. This is order here. Hey, that I want you to know. He said, I want you to know this. You read the Bible.
Uh-huh.
If the Bible says, if the Bible says he's the head, if you go back and say something different, then you are the liar. We got to let God be true and every man a lie. Say Romans 4 says, let God be true and every man a lie.
Praise that.
And we've been,
honor that.
And we've been honoring tradition rather than honoring the Bible.
Uh-huh.
You got to stop honoring tradition and honor the Bible. We've been worshiping man and having been worshiping God.
Hallelujah.
And so we, men, we got to get in order. We got to get in order. Take your place, man. The Bible says, I didn't say this now. The Bible says this. I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ. And the head of the woman is the man.
Yeah.
And the head of Christ is God. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're going to get upset, then just get upset with the Bible.
Come on.
Amen.
And if you're going to say you don't agree with me, just say you don't agree with the Bible.
That's right.
Huh? And if you're going to make an excuse, make your own excuse because God don't want to hear it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I don't know who that is. That might be on somebody's side of my line. But I just wanted y'all to know that, men. I just wanted you to know that. And not only the men, but I wanted the women know that, too. That we can get things back in order. Hallelujah. Anytime you operate any different, you're out of order.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I didn't have nobody. Nobody else took the place, so I had to do it.
Huh.
You know, if a king back in the Old Testament, Uzziah got out of his place. He was a king, but he tried to do a priest work.
Uh-huh.
And he turned to leprosy because he got out of place.
Yeah.
He thought he had a right to do something that God didn't give him authority to do.
Yeah, that's right.
And so sometimes we can get in a place where God didn't put us in just because we feel somebody needs to do it. It's no different when David was trying to bring the ark back and he had it on the cart. He wasn't doing it right no way.
Mm-hmm.
And then it shook. And the man touched it, and he died. And David got upset. Well, why did he die, Lord? Why did he die? You killed him. And he was just trying to keep the ark from falling.
That's right.
And God said, no, he was never supposed to touch the ark. Only the priest was supposed to touch the ark.
That's right.
He died. God broke loose on him because he died, because he did something that was out of order.
Uh-huh.
And so let us get in order today. And the reason I wanted the men on today, because I know a lot of y'all got saved, and I know all y'all wasn't no saints all your life, amen, like me. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And see, when I give my testimony, you see, I decided to give my testimony. I'm going to be the head of the thing, amen. I'm going to leave it out, amen. Because I'm going to say,
come
you know,
on,
if it, hadn't been, if it hadn't been for the jailhouse, you know, I wouldn't be saved.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 I'm out fighting. I'm out fighting at night and get fighting and almost kill somebody and go to jail for it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that was what God allowed to happen in my life so he can turn me around.
Come on.
I wouldn't have turned around if it hadn't been for the thing that God allowed in my life, amen. And so I can say, yeah, I've been to jail because that's what it took for me to hear the voice of God. You see, when God spoke to me, he spoke to me in jail. I didn't hear him until I got to jail. I mean, he was talking all the time, but I wouldn't. He was talking all the time, but I wasn't listening.
Come on.
Yeah. You know, God is speaking all the time. He's trying to correct you and show you the way all the time, but most of the time we don't listen to God. And so sometimes God had to put you in a position where you'll listen. And when I was in that cell all night, I wasn't in there all night, but just a few hours at that time, all of a sudden I heard the voice of God. I wonder, does God have to put you in jail just so you can hear his voice? I wonder, do God need to do something to you to get corrected? He did for me. I went to jail, and I heard God's voice, and that was what changed my life. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, amen. When I changed my life, I went to a Methodist church. I went to a Baptist church. I went to the Baptist church first after I saved the change. And I got to the Baptist church, there was a homosexual pastor there. And I said, God, I can't stay here. I may as well be in the world if I'm going to church with a homosexual pastor. So I didn't go to the Baptist church because that was the one, you know, that was where I was raised up in the Baptist church, you know. So I decided to go over to the Methodist church. I get over to the Methodist church. Amen. Then one day I'm sitting over in the Methodist church, a man come in the door. And when the man came in the door, and after the service was over, he came up to me and said, hey, brother, you got the Holy Ghost? I said, yes, I have the Holy Ghost. He said, he pulled the book out, and he started reading the book of Acts, chapter 2, Acts chapter 8, Acts chapter 10, Acts chapter 19. He said, where did you get the Holy Ghost like this? And I said, yeah, I got it. No, I got smart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I ain't going to argue with you, son. He said, just read these chapters here. Just read those chapters. And then he left. I don't know where he went and who he was. And then after he left, this is what I said about him. I've been in the world all of this time, and a devil comes into church and tells me I ain't saved.
All right.
See, I thought I was saved, see? So many people in these different denominations and in these different churches, they've been baptized in water, but they don't have no Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have the Holy Ghost at the time. And he was just trying to show me through the scripture, because trying to show me through what's written.
Yeah.
What's written in the scripture. This is the only thing that's true. What you believe and what you think don't matter, and how you feel. Well, I don't agree with him. Well, you don't have to agree with me. You got to agree with the Bible. And so the more I would ask the pastor, I started asking the pastor questions then. I said, pastor, what about these people speaking in tongues? Ah, Paige, ever since that man came into the church, you've been asking all these questions. Ever since that man came in the church. I said, well, it does say that they spoke in tongues if the Spirit of God gave utterance. Oh, Paige, you don't understand. I'd rather speak 10,000 words. No. I would speak 10 words in a tongue that I know than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, what has that got to do with me? The Bible said they spoke in tongues. You see, people always, the things that the preachers don't understand, they always come against.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people don't have the Holy Ghost because they don't understand it, and they come against it because they think something wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
See, that was the way I was. That was the way I was. I didn't understand the Holy Ghost at the time. I didn't have it. But I just taken that I had been baptized in water, and I thought that's all needed to be. I did that part, but I didn't go to the next part of getting the Holy Ghost. And so I kept. I ain't going to take too much longer, but this is a testimony, man. And so
yeah.
I kept preaching. So I was out witnessing one day to a woman, and this woman now, she's about 90 years old, and she always tell me she want me to bury her. And I said, oh, Lord, you. And she's been saying that for the 12 years. She's about 90 now. She might, I don't know, she might outlive me. I don't know. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I was up at her house talking to her about the Lord, trying to get her to come to church and get saved and everything. And she said, Paige, when I get saved, I'm going down to that little church down there where them holiness people, where you don't see everything going on down there, and they speak in tongues and get the Holy Ghost, and I'm going to get baptized in Jesus' name. She said, I'm going down to that church down there. And that awakened me. I said, huh, well, what is that all about? And so there I became curious, and I went down there. And I went down there and sat in the service, and the next Thursday night I went back, and it was a woman preaching. I can't say it was a woman preaching. I heard the gospel, and I got saved and got the Holy Ghost that night. Amen.
Amen.
My life has changed ever since. Amen. Even when I went to work the next day, I'm going to tell you how it was. I'm going to be good here. There was a young person, somebody I liked there. I was liking them. And I sure was hitting on them at the time. I was hitting on them. I ain't going to tell that, though. But anyway, I'm going to tell it anyway.
Tell it.
I was hitting on this little sister. I was hitting on her. But I got saved that night, that Saturday night, and I got out there that Monday morning. Yeah, I got to St. Louis that Monday morning, and I went down to the hotel.
Ooh.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
I went to the hotel that next morning. And when I got there, I went to my room, and that little sister, she worked at there. She got her card and came in my room, pulled her clothes off, and jumped up in the bed and spread it and said, come on.
Hallelujah.
I have been trying to bother her all this time now for months. And time I got saved, here she comes.
The devil.
Here she comes. Got up in the bed, butt naked, and spread and say, come on. I don't know why I want you so bad.
Lord.
And I look back at her. I said, well, baby, I said, huh, you should have came fair tonight. But I just got saved, baby. Ain't nothing I can help you with now. I just got saved. Hallelujah. And I began to tell her about my experience I had with the Lord. She sat there and cried like a baby. She said, I don't know why I wanted you so bad, I couldn't wait to get here.
Wow.
But I was able to turn her down, and when I walked out the door down the hallway, her mama looked at me. Her mother was there, too. She said, hey, Paige, come here a minute. She said, come on, tell me what has happened. And I said, what do you mean, what has happened? She said, something happened to you this weekend. I can see it all over you.
Uh-huh.
She said, when you was walking down the hallway, there was a halo over your head.
Uh-huh.
Lord Jesus.
And I know something that took place in your life. And then I told her. She said, I knew it. I just knew it. God just showed it to me. I just knew it, Paige. Amen.
Hallelujah.
What I'm trying to say to everybody today, that is how God brought me through it.
Uh-huh.
That is how God kept me. And that was my way up to where I am now, the way God did things for me. And I don't know about you. I just have to tell the testimony to let you know everybody on this line ain't always been good.
Hallelujah.
We all have had some faults in our life. But I thank God I was able to overcome it. Amen. I overcame drinking. Just reading the word, I overcame drinking.
Hallelujah.
And so I just want to thank God. So I could go on and tell more, but I'm going to give the men a chance to say something. Brother, we got a brother want to give a testimony, you know. You see, who's on here? Is Pastor Kidd on here? Brother Davis on here?
Where's the kid? He was. I seen his name earlier. I don't see it now.
Oh, praise God. He even got on. Then Brother Smother. Hey, man. We want
yeah.
a testimony. I want some Jesus
praise
testimony.
God.
Like Jesus,
praise
you know,
God.
Where y'all came from.
Brother
Prevo. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on. Give us a few minutes of testimony of where you came from. We want to know. The sisters want to know where we came from.
That's right. That's right. Hallelujah. Tell it. Tell it.
Well, right. Praise God. I'll give my testimony. Praise God. I'm a good sinner. Praise God. I thought I was good. Yet I broke all the commandments. You know, I haven't killed anybody, but yet I'm still considered a murderer because the word of God tells you when you break one of God's commandments, you've broken them all because his commandments are one. But I didn't realize that then. And I was living a nightmare. I truly was. Got hooked up on drugs. I mean, I was chasing it stronger than I was chasing women, and I was chasing women. Caught a bunch of them, too, you know. And the devil wasn't bothering me because he knew he had me. But one bright morning, God shone his marvelous light upon me. After he had allowed me to run my course of doing the devil's business. But then, when I got into the word of God, and we know from reading, I know from reading and studying that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And so he has revealed unto us, considered pleasing and acceptable to him. What is sin and what it brings? Told me that he set before us blessing and cursing, life and death, good and evil. And he gave me the right to choose whichever I wanted. Well, I decided with the grace and mercy of God to choose the good and not the evil, to try and transform into the image of his son. And guess what? Scripture tells us that Jesus said, the words I speak are not my own. These are the words that my Father gave me to speak. And they are spirit and life. And I come to realize that I can't live without God's spirit in me. And if I want the good, I got to eschew the evil. If I want the blessing, I got to love God, love his son, and obey them. Now, as far as this Holy Spirit is concerned, I do believe I have it. But if I don't, I keep asking for it. I know I need it.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I want it.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Thank you.
God has been merciful to me.
Hallelujah.
And I know he's been merciful to all of us. You know, the worst thing we could do is deceive ourselves, thinking that we could be good enough, think that we can earn it.
Thank you, Jesus.
When it's merely and only the gift of God.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
And because I know he loves me.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I know that I can face it all.
Yes.
Because he abides in me.
Yes.
He settles me.
Yes.
He forgives me. If I confess, you know, I can lie to you. I can even attempt to lie to God.
Yes.
But guess what? Ain't gonna work.
Ain't gonna work.
Everything is written.
Everything is
written. Everything I've said and done is in my book.
All right.
I got enough.
Hallelujah.
In my book. I'm not trying to add to that. And he has said to go and make disciples of all men. Well, I can't make him, but I can surely tell him who can. I can tell him who is able to save them.
Yes.
I'm trusting and counting on him. Not on what I do. At least I boast. But I boast on the Lord. Because if he had not been merciful to me, wages of sin is death. So I was a dead man walking at one time. But I know my Savior lives. I know he died for my sins. I confess that. And my prayer is always, Father, strengthen me to never deny you or your son and his testimony. I'm filled up, really. I'm weeping right now. But it's a good thing because it's actually tears of joy.
Amen.
I don't know if you ever had them.
The
glory to God. He is faithful. He's righteous. And he does not lie. And because I've lived a little while, I see that all that he has spoken is true. Now, we can do what we want with that. I know what I got to do with it.
Yeah,
I got to write it on my heart. And I got to tell others about God's great plan of salvation.
Amen.
So he says, he that is not with him is against him. He that does not gather in, scatter it. I can't make it in if I'm scattering.
Amen.
So God be praised.
Amen.
He is who he say he is.
Amen. We thank you.
I rest.
Can you give some of these others a little time? Give everybody else a little time. Thank you.
Yes. Praise God.
Thank God.
Praise
God.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Who's going to be the next man that's going to have something to say? We kind of, I don't know, we got three or four or five or whatever we got on
we
here
got
today.
Brother Ray, Daryl Bryant. Now, brothers, I love y'all, amen, but we don't want to hear no preaching, okay? I need to hear, where did God bring you from? What did he snatch you out? What did you do before you got saved? You didn't know that word of God before you got saved. Now, let's give some good testimony, amen. All right, the women go out and do y'all. Come on now. Let's keep it real. We got Brother Ray Thurman on the phone. We got Daryl Bryan. We got Elder.
You better
Elder
know
Marcus.
Me on the phone. You better know
come
me
on.
On the phone.
Come on.
You better know
come
what
on.
The
Let's speak up.
Phone.
Let's speak
I
up.
Came to
come on.
My
main
man
God.
Page today.
Now
praise
speak
God.
Speak up. Speak up. Hallelujah.
Are y'all
somebody
doing today?
Bless.
Are y'all
bless.
Doing?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Oh, man, you know, Paige, I was laughing on mute with Paige because of his testimony about being in jail. He ain't the only one that gave his life to the Lord. Found
come
more
on.
In jail, and I never looked back since then. Never backslided, never walked away. Been through a whole lot of stuff God has brought me through. But one thing I can say though is that I always say, you know, how the world is going now. What took me so long? What took me so long to come into the Lord? And, you know, and when we first come to the Lord, we don't understand how you got to suffer with the Lord. We don't get that. And so I used to say, Lord, man, you know, I lived a better life, seemed like, when I was in, you know, out there. But I didn't sign up for this. That was my thing. I didn't sign up for this until read the scriptures. Find out that you did sign up. Sign up to suffer. And most men, and you know, you can lose a lot of stuff, and, you know, and people just don't want to lose nothing. Want to gain everything, but to serve God is to lose, and then you gain. And so I just thank God that he taught me that, and now everything is on the up and up and going upward now. And I just thank God for being saved. We wouldn't want to be nowhere, no other place, because the world is evil. And when I was in the world, I was terrible. I was like Paige, too. I was a womanizer. I had 10 girlfriends at one time, and it wasn't enough for me to go around. And so he got tired of living. Yeah. I mean, I tell him like it is. It's just
come
I
on,
was
come on.
Tired of living that life. You know, I was find myself, Sister Denise know, from San Francisco to Sacramento, that's a drive. And on the freeway 3 weekends in a row, I just sit in silence, ride home all the way from San Francisco at 4 or 5 in the morning, and just got tired of living that life. God, it ain't enough for me to go around. And it just wear and tear on you, and, you know, and it just became a headache. So Lord just said about the third weekend, it's time to quit.
Mm-hmm.
And you just gave up that life, you know, and came to the Lord and got the Holy Ghost and carried forward and got baptized in Jesus' name and been there ever since. And I wouldn't trade it back for the world. And I wouldn't go back with 15 girlfriends and nothing like that. Wouldn't do none of this stuff. But the devil is tempting. Just like Paige said, that temptation comes. Oh, that's real. That comes. That comes. And we have to, and it comes to test us to see how the strength of our faith is in God.
Mm-hmm.
And even in my own house, I took a woman on a tour of my new house, and my phone rang in the living room. I left her in the master bedroom, showing her this little stuff and suits I had bought, and my phone rang. When I come back, she did the same thing Paige's friend did. She was spread eagle on the bed. She was spread eagle, butt naked on the bed, and I had to. You know, it was a thing. I had to say, put your clothes on. And, you know, that devil fought me for 2 weeks. 2 weeks he fought me. Man, what are you thinking about? You've been waiting for this for a long time, talking to my head. I had to rebuke and put the down the number and hang up and just say, I'm not doing that. Start reading the word. And if the devil, if you resist the devil, he will flee from you. And so I just stood on the word and, thank God that I didn't go that route. And she thanks me today for not going that route. How about that? And so And she comes on the line, and I just thank God for giving me strength to overcome a lot of things. You know, it's an evil world out there. I always carried a gun, always. I mean, I ain't going to the bathroom without it. And so I just thank God that I haven't carried a gun in 10 years. Just thank God. He'll keep you. And from all the things, I look back, smoke weed, and I have to remember that I used to smoke weed because it's so far removed from me. But these are the things and the temptations that the devil brings constantly to you. And so it's a constant battle every day to stay right standing with God. And it's a young man like myself, been saved all this time, but I've been by myself for 4 years. That's a battle within itself. But because I'm strong in the Lord and refuse to fall that kind of way, it's not worth it. 20 seconds of feel good is not worth a lifetime of hell. And so
hallelujah.
You know, so I just thank God for all that he's done for me. Pray my strength in the Lord. We all supposed to talk with each other. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Praise God. We have Brother Prevost, Brother Kent.
Thank you.
Brother
Davis.
Kent still not on it. That was Brother Ray. Brother Daryl Bryan. Brother Daryl Bryan's on. Brother Coleman. Brother Elder Marcus.
Brother Coleman. Brother Bryan. Come on, y'all. Come on, Brother Coleman.
Come on, man.
Amen. Can y'all hear me? Amen. Brother Prevost on the mic. Thank God for being here today. Amen. Blog Talk Radio, Cal Radio representing the child today. Thank God for Pastor Page, Men's Day today. My testimony is a little different. I was raised in the church. I backslid. But the backsliding wasn't the main thing, I wasn't stuck in sin. My issue was I had no self-esteem. I had jealousy issues. Those were my thing. I had trust issues because I was basically caught up with believers. I was the only child. I wasn't around people that much. So when I got around people, I tend to trust what you say. If you say you love me, I believe that you love me. If you say you're my homeboy, you're my friend, I believe this. And then when you turn your back on me, my heart gets broken. You know, stuff men don't really talk about that really happens that we go through. You know, and it led to certain issues. But once I came, once I got back to the Lord, put it that way, because I backslid. When I met my wife, we were in the world. Then we came in the church together. It was like all brand new. It seemed like brand new to me, so I'm learning all over again. And I learned that the only person you can really trust is the Lord. I thank God for my wife, because through our relationship, she kept pointing out stuff I didn't want to hear. You know how we are, man. We don't want to hear what our wives really got. You know what I'm saying? Praise God. You know, through her, amen, she was able to point out some things in me that I didn't see. And through God, I was able to get over those issues. Like, you wouldn't know it today. I guess you wouldn't know it that I had self-esteem issues. People say, when I tell people that, they look at me and say, really? And I'm like, yeah, I had self-esteem issues. I was slipping. I was an overweight kid, you know. I was bullied in school. So I had issues. And God, those are the type of issues God helped you work through. You know, all that fornication, all those lies, all those things that we do, those are just fruits of the tree. You know, you got to get down to the root of the problem. What's the root? Why are you doing all this stuff? Why are you out here chasing women? Or why you chasing women because you're trying to compete with these other men. You're trying to show these other men you're just as manly as they are. You know, that's the only reason why you're doing it. When you get over those issues and realize, you know, you ain't got to do something to prove nothing to nobody. Then that stop. You got to get down to the root. We're trying to say we just don't. I'm gonna stop doing this, and you don't even know why you're doing it. Praise God. But I ain't preaching, praise God. But that's my testimony. Amen. I done got over the low self-esteem and all that other stuff. All that other stuff was just fruit of low self-esteem. That's what we need to understand about. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to set up. This is what we need to understand, men, that men have an outlook about women, especially in the world coming into the church, and they bring that perspective about women. Understand, these are what you see in the world are fruits of low self-esteem, fruits of distrust, fruits of people manipulating people. You know, this is the kind of thing we mm-hmm. need to understand. That's why Jesus said, if you could take the plank out of your eye, you could take that second dust out your brother's eye. You know, see what's going on with you, and then you can see what's going on with somebody else. Praise God. And that's all I got to say.
Amen.
I'm done. I'm free, bro.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I got. Let me say about this thing.
Go ahead.
Let me say about this. I'm Sylvester Brown. I'm not no angel. But I have always been, you know, trusting God. But the thing that I used to do, I don't know how to explain this, because me and my wife, we've been married for 60 years now. And I always had Wetty came home. But one thing I can tell you, people, my wife had never, ever put her arm around me and said, "Baby, I love you." She never did that. Are you to come home? You know, I was the road. And, you know, thank me and my wife for having some fun together. She always, I mean, you know, it's always been, I did things out there with the other women out there in the street. I used to say, "Lord, how come my wife don't treat me like this?" You know?
Yeah.
I did it, you know, trying to, you know, to get even with her because, you know, it's just, she just didn't ever act like she loved me, you know. But
yeah. But
think about it, though, I always said, one man, one woman. I thought, I'm never going to leave her. You know, I asked God to forgive me for that, you know. That's how my life has been. That's why I did most of the dick that I have because, you know, you and your wife, you all could get together and have a lot. I used to just love to see a man and his woman, his wife, holding hand, you know. And I put my hand around my wife. Move, move, move. You know, she does. It always be negative. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I do today, you know. But thanks God for the Holy Ghost. And now the devil is bringing everything that I had did back in my face, like it happened yesterday. You know,
yeah.
Just try to get my life is going straight and I keep it that way.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, praise God.
Amen. That is the root of the thing. Who else on the line?
Hallelujah. A couple of brothers hung up. I guess they got tired of waiting. Brother Coleman, you still here, Brother Coleman?
Good morning.
Good morning, Brother Coleman.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm here.
Praise God. Hear your testimony. We're talking about some overwhelming testimony. We don't want y'all to preach now. You ain't got to preach. We want to hear some testimony. What happened before you got saved? You didn't know the word of God. So what happened before you got saved? Let's bring up some good juicy testimony. Amen.
Well, first, I want to just say first, giving honor to God, you know, the mm-hmm. Bishop Page, all the leaders, all the saints, all my brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, the word of God does say we overcome by the word, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I'm going to share a little bit of my testimony. God has brought me from a mighty long way, you know, and I know he's not done with me yet. You know, I really believe that the best is yet to come, you know, but God has brought me from a mighty long way, you know, and I'm grateful, you know, at an early age, you know, I grew up in West Oakland, you know, here in Oakland, here in West Oakland, and at an early age, you know, I got caught up in some negative elements in my environment. You know, I came up, you know, and, you know, my mother, she introduced me to Christ at an early age. And ever since I first heard the gospel, I believe in the gospel. But growing up in West Oakland, in a hectic environment, I kind of went astray, you know, from my Christian upbringing and teachings. And, you know, and I got caught up in some negative elements in my environment, you know, which was a street life of drugs, alcohol abuse, crime, violence, fornication, and just a world of sin, wickedness, and darkness. You know, I was selling drugs. I was using drugs, getting high. You know, committed all kinds of sins and just wickedness, fornication, acts of violence, and other criminal activities and whatnot. And I went to juvenile hall a few times. I was in and out of juvenile hall. I went to California Youth Authority for robbery. I caught a and at the age of and at the young age of 21, I caught a case that sent me to prison for 7 years. I went to jail for attempted premeditated murder, and while I was in jail fighting my case, you know, I was not guilty of the crime that I was charged with, but I wasn't totally innocent either. I was involved in I was involved in a crime that almost took the life of another man, and I was charged with attempted premeditated murder, but I didn't try to kill him, you know. I just tried to send him a tough message, you know, that he messed with the wrong person, and because I had to jump and beat with a baseball bat, and me and a buddy of mine retaliated. While I was in jail fighting my case, I was charged with attempted premeditated murder, and it carried a maximum sentence of 25 to life in prison. And even though I had been to jail, juvenile hall, and YA, and caught cases before that, this was the toughest and most serious situation I had ever been in my life, and it actually threw me on my knees. And God showed he'd get my attention this time. And I just remembered the word of God that says, for all who called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, and I always knew Jesus Christ was a savior and was a deliverer and was a healer and was a restorer. So I had to call on him for myself. I couldn't depend on my mother's faith. You know, I couldn't depend on my grandfather's faith, who was a gospel preacher. You know, I had to call on the Lord Jesus Christ for myself, even though, you know, it was people praying for me. And I thank God for a praying mother. I thank God for my grandfather that prayed for me. I thank God for the saints that prayed for me, you know, and for my family that prayed for me. But I had to get on my knees, and I had to pray for myself. I had to call on the name of the Lord for myself. I had to step out on faith, you know, in his word for myself. He says in his word that for all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and I believe that. So I called on him for myself. Now, I'm not trying to preach, but I just want to say the Lord heard my prayer. He answered my prayer. I was I fought my case for 3 years. And while in one instance, I was in jail fighting my case, I met another Christian brother that was in there, because I was a believer, and I met another Christian brother that was in there, and we started a prayer group. It was just me and him. We started a prayer group and a Bible study group in the unit. It was just me and him, and we started a prayer and Bible study group. just me and him, and we started a workout group. So we started, you know, because I was stressing, I was stressed out, you know, I was they had me taking antidepressants and, you know, and you know, I was gaining weight and I was just stressed out. I was just going through it, you know, this was a tough situation, you know, but me, I linked up with another Christian brother and we started a prayer group. We started an exercise group. We started a Bible study group and we just started praying together, having a Bible study group together and working out and exercising together. We start fasting and praying. Before you know it, another person joined the group, two other people joined the group. We had almost the whole unit, and I was in a maximum security unit, you know, with people facing life sentences, murders, robberies, drug cases, pimping, you know. Before you knew it, we had almost the whole unit in our Bible study group, in our prayer group, and in our workout group. And it came to the point where even the correctional officers wanted to know, well, what's going on? And we just said, man, it's God. You know, it's God. The deputies, I mean, the deputies, they wanted to know what's going on, you know. You know, is this a game? You know, no, this is just a couple of believers that started a prayer group and a Bible study group and a workout group that's trying to pray and touch and agree and seek the Lord for help and for divine intervention and for deliverance and for salvation, you know. You know, they ended up reducing my charges down to assault with a deadly weapon, which was really what it really was in the first place. And by the grace of God, they had offered me a deal of 14 years, and they came down, and they said if I was cop to the attempted murder, they reduced the premeditation charge, and they had given me they said if I cops had attempted murder, they'd drop the premeditation and give me 14 years. Well, I said, well, this was 14 years. I was 21 years old. This was my first adult case, my first time in adult jail. I never been to prison before. I had no prison priors. I thought that was and I didn't attempt to murder nobody. So I thought that was ridiculous. So by the grace of God, I was able to get a private attorney, you know, with the help of my family and whatnot and some resources and whatnot. And I was able to get a private attorney and much prayer, much faith. And God touched I had a Christian attorney. It was a brother. He was a Christian.
Hallelujah.
And he was a member of Actual Gospel Church. And he used to talk to me about my case. And not only did he used to talk to me about my case, but he used to talk to me about just the facts of life, about the system, about the criminal justice system, about the state of the black man and black people in our community and stuff like that.
Wow.
He's giving me a lot of wisdom and knowledge onto me, and he used to talk to me about the word of God and about God and stuff like that and whatnot. And one time I came to court, he told me, he was like, I don't know why he said this, but he said, God got your back. And
thank you.
You know, I was so used to coming up in West Oakland. I was so used to, you know, my partners and my friends having my back, and, you know, family having my back, and I'm having their back and something like this and that. And I thought about that, but he said, you know, I don't know why he said it, but he said, God got your back. You know, and that was the first time. Well, that was one of the first times I thought, like, you know, like, man, you know, I really need God, and God is really for me, and God really do got my back, you know, and I could depend on Him, because any and everybody will fail. I even failed myself. My friends have failed me. My family have failed me. you know, I even failed my own self, but God had never failed me. But anyway, to make a long story short, the charges was reduced down to assault with a deadly weapon. They gave me 8 years. I took that and I did the 7 off the 8, and I went to jail when I was 21 in 2002, and I came home when I was 28 in 2009, and since I've been home, it hasn't been all roses and strawberries and peaches and cream. I've had my ups and downs, you know. I have my ups and downs and my challenges and my struggles, but God has brought me from a mighty long way. You know, He's delivered me from a life of drugs, crime, violence.
Come on, keep it real. Now this is a testimony. Keep it real. Keep it real.
This is a world of sin, wickedness, and darkness. He has truly called me out of darkness into His marvelous light. You know,
hallelujah.
And He has brought me from a mighty long way, and I know He's not done with me yet. I still know the best is yet to come, and I give God all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor for saving me, and for saving me, sanctifying me, and filling me with His Holy Spirit. And every time I fail, and I thank God for His mercy too, because I'm gonna keep it real, I fail. You know, I fail at times, you know, on this journey and on this Christian walk and on this journey and on this, you know, mission. You know, I fail, you know, but the Word of God says we confess our sins and repent. You know, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. You know, so I thank God that He did not leave me there, but He lifted me up, you know, and He was true to His word when He said, we confess our sins and repent. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, you know. So I'm here now, you know, God has blessed me with my own apartment. I've had jobs. I've been to school. You know, income stream. You know, I have my own car. I have a roof over my head. I have clothes to wear. I have food to eat. I got money to spend. I got my own car.
Look,
you know, God has blessed me. You know, He has blessed me spiritually. He has blessed me in the natural as well. You know, and I'm grateful. Like I said, God has brought me from a mighty long way. I know the best is yet to come, and I thank Him for calling me out of darkness into His marvelous light, and I give God the glory.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Look at God. Look at
Jesus. That's what I'm talking about.
Look at Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Call
me
for keeping it real. Now that's keeping it real. Come on.
Yeah, won't He do it?
Hallelujah. Yes, He will. Yes, He will. Now,
yeah.
Bishop, we have he would be good to know. We don't have more, but we do have some. I don't know if these are men on the line. Somebody from Florida, 305 number. Is that a man? Then we have Chicago, 773. Are these men?
No, 305 is not a man.
Oh, praise God. And then we have
775, is that Milwaukee? Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
775.
Is Max
Chicago.
Max
Chicago.
773 is my sister.
Okay. Yeah, say Chicago. Okay, praise God. And then we got 270, Brother Daryl Bryan. Did he speak yet?
He was already there. That was Sylvester there.
Oh, okay. We got some of these numbers I don't. And did we do Andre, 817, Andre Prevost?
Yeah, he just been on already.
Okay, he already spoke already. Some of these numbers. And 305. Okay, yeah, some of them.
214.
214. Oh, 214. No, there's no 214.
Well, either 859.
859. That seemed like that was on there. A couple of them got off. Any men? Any more men? Any more men? Speak up. Speak up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some of these numbers I don't recognize.
Praise God. Any more men?
What?
Praise God. I think some of them kind of shy, Bishop.
Hey, man. We were just trying to give the men the opportunity to have a testimony, because it seemed like we are the most hardest one to want to say something, to want to speak out. And we're the one who always seem to be ashamed of. You can't be ashamed of your past, because if you hadn't had a past, if you didn't have a past, you wouldn't have no future.
Hallelujah.
And if you hadn't went through, if you'd never been through anything, then you don't have no testimony. And so all that we've been through is a testimony unto the glory of God, that where God brought you from to where you are now. You see,
hallelujah,
if there was no journey, you wouldn't have nothing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we give everybody an opportunity for the journey, because you want to look back and see where God brought you from and look at where you are now. I thank God for that. My daughter was, I talked to my daughter, I was talking to her yesterday, and she said she went to somebody's house up in Cleveland or whatever, and it was about a 30 or 45-minute drive out there. And she said, I was driving home the other day, Daddy, and I was looking at myself driving for 30 minutes. And said, people used to think about me that, as they say, I act like I always was kind of distant from everybody. And when they invited me somewhere, I didn't go. And, you know, when I had somewhere as a distant, I couldn't go because I was scared. She said, they didn't know. The reason I didn't come, it wasn't because I didn't want to go. It was because my car wasn't good enough. I didn't think my car was good enough to trust in that truck. So not only that, I didn't have the money at the time to do it. And people thought I was acting funny because I didn't come, I didn't go. But the truth was, I just wasn't able to go. But she said, I thought about, I had, even after she got home, she went back to college and got her degree. And that put a little, that put more money in her pocket. And she said, I thought about myself. She said, here I am now driving a 2019 car, bought it brand new. Here I am now, I bought my own house. Here I am now, I got money to take vacation. I got money to go somewhere when I get ready. But I just began to praise God, just looking back at where God brought me from, you see?
Hallelujah.
You see, that is your resume. See, when we talk about having a resume with God, I think that was Sister Tina. Sister Tina was talking about having a resume with God. You see, we all can pull out a resume, and whenever we get to facing something that you faced in the past, you can pull that resume out, and then you know from that is what God going to do in your future. And the reason we was giving these testimonies, because there's somebody think that they're the only one that's been through something.
Come on.
They think that they're the only one that is having any problem. They think they're the only one that has had any trouble. And they think they're all by yourself. But when somebody give a testimony of where God brought them from, that lets you know you're not the only one, amen. Somebody else is going through the same thing that you went through, amen. Somebody else is having the same problem you have. Somebody is having the same ailment that you are having. And because you know God brought them through, when you face your ailment or your situation, you know God will bring you through also. And this is what the gospel is all about. This is what testimony is all about. Let somebody know where I was, and I'm telling you where I am now. I want you to know I'm not where I used to be. Hallelujah. Thank God that I'm not where I used to be. Amen. That it was Jesus Christ that died for me and caused me to triumph, to have triumph. He means Jesus Christ caused me to have success. Amen. I'm successful because it is Jesus that brought me through that stuff. And this is why we was allowed men to give a testimony, because there might be some more men that's hiding in the dark, don't want to admit, amen, don't want to tell it, that they had a hard time, that they're still struggling. And even though they're men, they don't want nobody to know that they're struggling, because we men, we are too proudful in heart. We got too much pride in us. Amen. To be able to submit to somebody, to be able to submit to something, that's part of our problem is pride. We don't want to submit. We don't want nobody to tell us nothing. We think we got all the answers. We think we know everything. You can't be preached to. You can't be told nothing. You just want to be on your own and not realize, amen, that you are no more than God allows you to be.
Amen.
And so we need to submit down to the gospel of Jesus Christ and let the gospel take you and make you to what you ought to be, because you can't make yourself. And God, seven things God hates, according to the proverb, he hates that pride, amen, a proud look. Hallelujah. Somebody that spread discord. You know, God hates that kind of stuff, a proud look.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get rid of our pride and submit. Submit. You see, pride will stop you from submitting.
Hallelujah.
Pride is what stops you from submitting. Pride is what stand up against you. And that's what the Lord came to be against, pride. He wants to show you, you ain't about nothing. You can't do nothing on your own. Amen. You can't even cut your toenails on your own unless he give you the strength. I would say something else, but I'm going to be nice, amen, today. Amen. Got the men on the phone. On the line. I tell y'all, the men on the line, I ain't going to say it today. But you can't do nothing on your own. Amen. Amen. You need God. The truth of it is, you are a man that you still need God. How you going to be like God and not submit to God? How you going to be the image of God, amen? God made you in his image to be the head, to be a leader. How you going to be the head and you haven't submitted to God?
Oh, glory, Jesus.
And you wonder, if we wonder why somebody hasn't submitted to us, it's because we haven't submitted to God.
Mm-hmm.
See, God said when we submit to him, he'll bring our enemies underneath us.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. When you submit to God, your enemies will come underneath you, because if God is with you, nobody else can stand up against you. So praise God. Thank God that you need God on your side.
Hallelujah.
And so thank God for the man who was willing to admit, hey,
Hallelujah.
I went the wrong direction. I did what was wrong. But God brought me through. God brought me out. I went to jail. I had a long time, but God cut my sentence off. He shortened my sentence, amen. And he made things work in my favor. He made things to work in my favor, amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
that's what he said. He'll cause things to work in your favor, amen. He'll cause things to work together for the good, amen. Because the only way you was going to know God, he had to put you in that situation. Because if he had never put you in that situation, you would have never called upon God. So he allowed you to get in that mess so that he can get you out, so he can show you that he was a deliverer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And then you have to know, one of the other things we have to do as men, Brother Prevost brought that up. He brought up, amen, he was doing it because he had low self-esteem. Amen. And
Hallelujah.
Most of us, the reason we did do the things we did is because of low self-esteem. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I chased women because I was trying to prove something. I was from the country, and I was trying to prove that I was just as good as the city boys, so I would go take the city boys' girlfriend just to prove that I could get them. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I left home and went up to Kentucky, and I was a country boy, and I talked funny. Amen. I buffed my nouns and split my verbs and all that kind of stuff, you know. I did all that, but I went to the people who spoke real proper. They spoke proper English. And I got around the college, and I went up on the campus, and those guys that was like that, I would go take their girlfriend just to prove that I could do it, because I was a country boy. Low self-esteem, the reason I was doing it. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women became permissive, which, if that's the right word. They became like that because they had low self-esteem. They thought if they did that, they would be somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They would have the oh Lord, I need a word for that. But something that makes them more than who they thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they did a lot of things. That's why a lot of us do things, because we were trying to prove something, and all that is part of pride.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so we've got to learn how to submit ourselves unto God and say to ourselves, I am who I am by the grace of God.
Amen.
I am what I am. It don't matter who, it don't matter what street I came from, whether I came across the track, amen. It don't matter where I came from, amen. It don't matter what kind of family I was born in, amen. Yeah. I might be a child of incest. That don't matter if I'm a child of incest or whatever mm-hmm. I'm.
Line muted.
Still am what I am because it is who God made me, amen. Hallelujah. And when you can get an attitude like that, you don't need to try to go out and prove nothing to nobody.
Hallelujah.
And see, that's what we always trying. See, pride is trying to prove. If you, I say this to everybody, especially to the young men. If you know who you are, you have nothing to prove.
Come on.
Only people who don't know who they are goes out and try to prove something.
Hallelujah.
See, Jesus knew who he was, and the devil, that's the first part of the temptation. If you be the Son of God, prove it by jumping down off of this peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
First temptation, try to get him in pride. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, but because he knew who he was, he knew he was the Son of God and didn't have to prove it. He already knew. I am. I am. He said, I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am who the scriptures say that I am, and I know that I am. Hallelujah. And when you know that you am, when you know that you am, I tell y'all on the line that all the time, am, when you know you am, amen, you don't have to prove to nobody that you am, and you take what the word says, you're going to believe what the word says about, the word says that I am, and it don't matter what you say about me, and how you talk about me, and how you put me down, and how you say I ain't going to do this. And how you going to say I'm not going to do this? It's what God says about it. That makes things certainty because I believe the word.
That's right. You know whose you are. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
You've been born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. And God said when he gave you the Holy Ghost, that shows you that you am.
Come on. Hallelujah. Yes.
The Holy Ghost is your guarantee that you am.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost is your way of knowing that God is in you of a truth.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
And so whoever tell you God ain't in you when you got the Holy Ghost, you let him be the liar and let what the word say be true.
Come on.
Sir.
Hallelujah.
Because we are standing on the word of God. If God says I am, who can change it? Who can change it? If God said he did it, he did it. If God said it's finished, it's finished. Hallelujah. If God said that he done made you, he's making you in his image, guess what? It's going to come to pass.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And so today, men on the line and women on the line, today, accept what the word say about you. Now, you first got to be born again now. You must be born again. I'm not going to leave that out. Because sometimes people like to start in the middle and not go back to the beginning. See, you can't just get the Bible and read the Bible in the middle of the Bible and then start at the beginning of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, first thing, you must repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, you must be born again of water and spirit. And then you receive, after you receive the promise of God, then the blessings start coming towards you after that take place.
Hallelujah.
You can't be a sinner. You can't be a sinner and run over there in the book of Ephesians and start reading Ephesians and apply that to yourself, and you never did do Acts. Acts chapter 1.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, that is why we are so crooked. That is why we're so crooked in the Bible now. Everybody, the sinner went and jumped in the middle of the Bible and put everything on him first, and he ain't received the Holy Ghost. He ain't been baptized in Jesus' name. He ain't been saved. He ain't been born again. And yet he claiming born again promises and never been born again.
Hallelujah. Thank God for salvation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, it's time to go. I know it's time to run to old Jesus. I don't talk too much. Praise God. Anybody got a prayer request, a testimony? You want to be saved, want to be filled with the Holy Ghost? I think I took up too much time. Amen.
You're okay. So, Bishop, I want to put up, that's what I want to put on the prayer list, what you're discussing about the men. So we're going to pray for a prayer request that our men, just pray for our men, and they get saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Let me get Jesus. Hallelujah. Where my list go that quick? Praise God. Thank you. Get him. Amen. All right. Praise God. I think I dropped my list. I did something with my list here. I'm trying to find my book. But I'll get another one here. Amen. Praise God. He said we want to pray for the men to be saved and be filled with the Holy Ghost, and may the men stand up.
Yes,
This is called Truth and Dare. Will the real men stand up?
Hallelujah. Real men
stand up.
Real men
step up. A man that don't have Jesus, he ain't real.
Come on, say it again.
Amen. Believe it or not, glory.
He's just a person in some pants. That's all. Amen. Real men serve God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
All the rest of them, Jesus, everything else is a faith.
Hallelujah.
Amen. All right. That's the men. Any other prayer requests besides the men? So I can turn it over here right to the sister. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Praise God.
I have a prayer request. This is Demetrius for my little cousin / granddaughter, Marjay. And her mom.
Marjay. Do we have Marjay down already?
Oh, you got Marjay down already?
We'll put her back down.
Put her back down.
Amen. Marjay.
Yeah, we continuously keeping Sammy on there.
Yeah, we got Sammy down.
And I want to put myself down. Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Demetri. Thank you, Sister Demetri. Amen.
Amen. You welcome, bitch.
Thank you so much. Mother Lotus, thank you, Mother Lotus. Amen.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you, Mother. Amen. May God bless y'all and keep y'all. And Sister Belinda.
Yes,
amen. God bless y'all. Appreciate y'all. Amen. Thank y'all. Amen. And I thank all of y'all for my birthday. Huh?
Put my older son down.
Oh, Leandra. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, Leandra. Amen. Praise God. Keep him on the list.
Can we put DMX family on prayer line? That man died.
Huh?
Well, he did.
He died at 50 years old, DMX.
Oh, I know he died.
Lord
that
Jesus.
That was the one who was in the hospital, right? He was in the hospital.
Yeah,
right?
That was the one who was in the hospital.
Wow.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's happening with these rappers. Yeah, I mean, rappers just get killed after rappers.
Yes, Lord.
I mean,
they're just dying.
Just dying.
Out the arc of the
Yeah, get killed. Yeah. 3 in Florida. 2 in Dallas. 3 in Atlanta. Yeah. Just rappers.
Is that right? Oh, okay.
They're doing the wrong thing.
That's what they're doing because they're doing the wrong thing.
Amen. Help them, Lord. Turn around.
Amen. Turn them around, Lord. Look at the rappers. You're going to pray for the rappers.
Yes, Lord. Turn around.
Amen.
And I'll keep the mothers. I want all the mothers on the mother's board. Keep them lifted up that they get healed, delivered, and refilled with the Holy Spirit. All of our mothers.
Amen.
The Lord
amen. All the mothers.
give them the strength to pray and tarry over. Like years ago, the mothers used to pray and tarry, call the younger women, and we want to come back to the basics, come back to the basics, because we need our mothers. Nowadays, we have to call mothers and pray, but we want God to flip the script.
Give them strength in their bodies.
Let
the mothers come back and teach the young women, how to be keepers and lovers, you know, of their husband and keepers at home. The mothers need to get back on the on their job that God gave them.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Get back.
Rise
you
them
mother,
up, Lord.
You
rise
mother,
them up.
Dude,
rise them up. Some of them are so anointed and so filled with it. So anointed and so powerful. But God's got to raise them back up. Amen.
Praise God. Coming back to our position and our place. If we operate the way God said do it, the mothers can teach them how to do that.
Yes,
and boy,
yes,
you'd be surprised how many things would change.
Yes, Lord.
We need some virtuous, women, amen. Praise God. But if you're virtuous women, you got a virtuous woman to clean the house up, amen, every now and then, amen.
Come on.
A virtuous woman to cook every night. She'll cook every now and then.
Women how to cook.
That's a good anointing now. A good anointing ought to tell you to cook your husband a meal if you're anointed, amen. So that anointing that anointing works for everything. It works for everything but the right thing, amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And can we get prayer for vaccine not to hurt the people?
The vaccine. That's what.
Line unmuted.
For the vaccine and the Johnson and Johnson vaccine, that they had to stop it somewhere because the after effects or whatever it's called.
Yes, the after effects.
They messed up.
I'm not taking it.
Line muted.
Yeah, and then some people have gotten the virus. They had a lady get on the news and testify. She had just got the vaccination, and then she ended up getting the virus again. Coronavirus again. So,
amen.
Keep your hands on us, Jesus.
So we're going to start exalting Jesus. We're not going to exalt that vaccine. We're going to exalt Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
Let's exalt Jesus, y'all. Come on, let's just exalt Jesus over the pandemic. We're going to exalt Jesus, amen. We're going to say Jesus is greater than the pandemic, amen. Lord, we exalt you above this pandemic, Lord. We exalt you over the vaccine, Lord. You can do what vaccines can't do, Lord. We are looking to you, Lord. Lord, we're looking to you to move in the midst of us, Lord, in the midst of the people. Lord, show yourself strong in the behalf of your people, Lord. Lord, show the world, oh, Lord, that you can heal us and you can keep us made, oh, Lord. You can keep us delivered, Lord. Show the world, oh, Lord, if we come under your banner, Lord, that you will protect us. You will watch us. Lord, I thank you for revealing yourself in the midst of your people, in the midst of the church today, Lord. Move today in the church, Lord, for this vaccine, oh, Lord. It's taking our lives, Lord, but, Lord, you said you wouldn't kill us, Lord, but you give us life. You give us life. So we speak life over your people. We speak life, oh, Lord, against this vaccine. We speak life, Lord, against this pandemic. I give you praise today. We speak life over the rappers, Lord, and turn their lives around. Lord, only you can turn their lives around, Lord. And we thank you for turning them around, Lord. How do we know everything will work together for the good? It's working together. It's working together, Lord. Lord, Sister Demetrius, Lord, her family, Lord, Brother Sammy, Lord, turn it around, turn it around, Lord. You know how to work in their favor, Lord. You say, oh, Jesus, you will cause things to work in their favor, Lord. Lord, I pray favor over the people on this line today, Lord. I speak favor, Lord.
over our pastor, Lord. I speak favor over their children, Lord. I speak favor on their jobs, Lord. I speak favor, Lord, in the workplace, Lord. I speak favor, Lord, among the houses, Lord. I speak favor in the streets, oh Lord. Favor in the hospital, Lord.
Favor.
Lord, favor in Leander, Lord, that he might be saved, Lord.
Yes,
Montague, Lord, that would be favor. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let Mother Jeffrey, favor, Lord, favor, Lord.
Lord,
Dr. Prego, favor, Lord, favor. Lord, I speak your favor in these people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give praise for the favor that we have
favor
within you, Lord.
Favor.
And no because of your favor. Because of your favor, Lord.
No,
I'm going to
overcome
because of your favor today, Lord. I'm a victor, Lord, because of favor, Lord. And
favor.
Lord, you favor, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we know that you favor because you gave
thank
us
you,
your spirit.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank God for favor today. I'm speaking favor over my life. I'm speaking favor in your life today. Hallelujah. Speaking favor in your life. Yes, yes. Speaking favor over your children. Speaking favor. You know who your child is. Speak some favor over your child today. Oh, I speak favor over my children. I speak favor over my children. My great-grandchildren. I speak favor in my life. Oh, let your favor abound, Lord. You called all things to abound, Lord. Let favor abound, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Speak some favor over you. Come on, praise God for it. Come on. We're going to go rock God. We're going to rock God for your
praise.
Oh, thank him. Thank him for the praise. Thank him. Oh, he said he'll give it to you. He'll give it if you praise him. If you praise him, Lord, he said, I'll do it. Come on, I want to hear some praise. I want to hear some praise. Hallelujah. I want to hear some praise. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you for salvation. Favor. Favor. Increase out of my heart. Favor over my life, Lord. Favor, Lord. Pour out your favor, Lord. Pour out your favor, Lord. Pour your favor over the people, Lord. Pour the favor on the men today, Lord. For them on the line, Lord. Let favor reign over their life today, Lord.
Thank you,
Adam. Favor in that room today, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Favor in that home.
Favor.
Favor over her life, Lord. Hallelujah. Favor over the sister to meet her, Lord. Favor over the sister to deliver today. Lord, I speak favor on Brother Vernon, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, favor on Brother Cole. Favor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Send your hands up in your hands.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I speak favor over Pastor Smother. Pastor Smother's back, and I speak favor over his back with you, Lord. Lord, you would heal his back today. In the name of Jesus, I speak favor over Pastor Smother today, Lord. I speak favor over Brother Smother today. Favor over Brother Peter today, Lord. Favor over Brother Ray today, Lord. Favor. We just speak favor over them, Lord. And his wife, Lord. Turn things around at my house, Lord. I speak favor over my house.
Turn it around.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you favor us, Lord. I know you favor us, Lord.
Thank you for favor, Lord.
I know you favor us, Lord.
Amen.
I don't have no doubt about that, Lord. You favor
us,
Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know he favors us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You got to tell the devil that. I know God favors me. You can't keep me down because I got faith.
Hallelujah.
We want the men to come on back next month, men. Thank you for it today, because today was the men's day.
Glory, thank God.
The men for coming on. Amen. Let's thank them for coming on and having that boldness to give their testimony. Some of them preached, but some of them gave some deep, deep testimonies. That's what we want. We want God to be able to use our men and let us, you know, let people know where God has brought you from. You haven't always been saved. You weren't always quoting that Bible. Amen. So we thank God for the men that come up and just be real. Keep it clean. Okay?
Yes.
Keep it clean, but just give a good testimony. You know, let people know you've been in jail. You know, you was a whoremonger. You know, you like them women. You know, you went to hotels. Let's give it. To somebody on this phone right now. Right now on this phone is going through what the testimonies is all about. So we can honor today, you know the word of God. You know the word of God is saved, right? But we need to hear that stuff way back in the day. And I just want to come on up to today. Amen. Come on up. We know God saved you because you're on this prayer line, you say. But we need to know, where did God bring you from? Where did God bring you from? Amen. So we thank God for our men. Yes. Amen. So this is the men's day. We appreciate it. We love you. But come on out with those testimonies. Let them get healed, set free. But some people really haven't been healed. They really haven't been set free because they're holding on to some of the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they're married now. They got new partners. They're married now. They're bringing all that baggage into the new relationship. And that's not fair to the person that you're with. Amen. So let's get it clean. Get our baggage. Get rid of it. Let's get healed, set free, and delivered. So you got to be if you went through a test, you got a testimony. Amen. So nobody be on this line without a testimony, because we've all been tested, tried. Amen. So we thank God for the testimonies of the men. Amen. Praise God. And Bishop, we're just praying at the end part about favor. Amen. Job says over in Job 10, thou hast granted life and favor, and thy visitation has preserved our spirit. Amen. Psalm 5:12 says, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, with our confidence as a shield. So we got favor. We are loved by the best. Amen. Heirs and joint heirs. We got all that we need right now. Amen. So we thank God for favor. Everybody should be getting favored. That's a child of God. That's a believer. Amen. So we thank God for favor. Amen. Psalm 37 says, Lord, by thy favor hast thou made my mountain stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face. I was troubled. Amen. So thank God for favor. Sometimes favor ain't fair, but I thank God for favor. Thank God for that. Amen.
Thank you.
So we're going to end this off with this wonderful morning of all these great testimonies. And once again, don't forget women, the second Wednesday next women. Next week, women, we're going to come on strong. Amen. So we thank God for Bishop for that word and message that he gave us on this morning. And we also want to thank God for the ones that have been given a love offering to our Bishop. Amen. And once again, if we have any birthdays, we have any birthdays this month, let us know so we can give a shout-out. For
thank
the birthday, amen. And another announcement that we have on today, we have Holy Ghost service tonight online, amen. So all the ones that ask for gospel, make sure you tune into the online services. If you have Facebook or you can go on YouTube, ask for gospel, amen, so we can get that word. We have a Holy Ghost night, amen. So come on in and get filled and refilled with the Holy Ghost, amen. So we thank God to line up with the word of God, line up online. Precept upon precept so we can get healed and set free and delivered. Amen. We need to grow in Christ. We need to grow higher. Amen. And I just want to give a few, I got a minute. I just want to give a few of these affirmations.
Line unmuted.
Okay. What are the things that you're speaking into your life and speaking to your spirit, your body, and your mind? Amen. We do have affirmations. We should be speaking them every day. Amen. We are crucified with Christ, amen. You tell yourself, I'm crucified with Christ. These are things you can write down and tell yourself, amen. We may live in the flesh, but we live by faith, amen. We are the sons and daughters of God, amen. We are washed, we are sanctified, we are justified, amen. We know that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Tell yourself that. You need to speak to yourself.
Yeah.
Remember, I've been telling you guys, start saying you are saved, sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are saved from the wrath of God. Amen. We're going to submit. Bishop talked about that earlier. We're going to submit ourselves to God. Amen. We thank God. We're going to cast out all imagination. All those thoughts come across our mind. We're going to cast them down. Amen. Cast down imaginations. Amen. We're going to exalt anything, high things. We're going to exalt ourselves against the knowledge of God. Amen. And bring every thought, anything that we think, anything thought that's not according to the word of God, we're going to bring it into captivity. Amen. That's being obedient. Amen. We're going to declare that God, the battle is already won. We need to speak that daily. The battle is not ours. Amen. The battle has been declared by God. The battle is already won, amen. We're going to declare that God is our preservation, amen. We're going to declare that we have won. We have the victory, amen. We're going to believe that God has sent his word. He has sent his word, amen. And guess what? Yes. It will not return back to him void, amen. We expect victory. We expect a blessing. Amen. Speak that over you. But we have won. We have the victory, amen. We expect God's mercy. Didn't he say he gives us new mercies every morning? So we expect mercy. We expect grace. Amen. We're going to expect God's favor on me. I ask right now, Lord, I expect your favor on me, my family, my prayer life. We're going to expect favor on today. Amen. We're going to extend our life. We are ready to expect that God is going to extend our lives. Amen. We're going to live and not die. No matter what the doctors say, we're going to live. We're going to live and not die. So that's declaring the word of God. Amen. We expect God's blessing on today, amen. We expect abundant life, amen. Are you expecting abundant life? Or are you living in lack? Or are you saying you're broke and you're poor? The devil is a lie, man. We're going to live abundant life. We should have no lack. We should have no lack, amen. So don't speak it. Stop putting that in that atmosphere. You are rich. Your daddy on a cattle on 1,000 hills. He said the silver is mine and the gold is mine, amen. So we are rich. I know we don't preach on prosperity and all that, but that's okay. You can feel mad, but he said, beloved. And he said, beloved, I wish above all things that I may prosper, be in health, even as our soul prospers. Amen. So we're going to speak it. We're going to speak it in life. We're going to have life more abundantly. We're going to smile. We're going to keep our joy. Stop walking around sad and depressed. Somebody need to mute that phone. Stop walking around sad and depressed. We will not be sad and depressed because God has been too good. He's been too great. He's done too much for us. And when we do get sad,
line muted.
God, you're going to leave. We're going to have sorrow. We're going to have pain. That's okay. But don't stay in that mindset. Do not say, amen. You pick yourself up and get back up and keep your joy because God has been so good. We talk about it all the time. You guys, get your journals. Get your journals. Write it down so you can reflect. You can reflect on the things that God has done. We shouldn't forget it. Our minds shouldn't. We remember everything else. But anyway, you can write it down. Write it down in your journal, how good God has been. Reflect on some of the good things. Stop worrying about the negative stuff, the downtrodden stuff, the evil stuff, the wicked stuff. We're going to cast that out in the name of Jesus, because God is too good. Keep that smile. Keep that joy. Keep your peace. The world didn't give it to you. The world cannot take it from you. Amen. So let's move forward and press. And let's stir up the gifts and pray that God stir our gifts up so we can be, you know, whatever church you're going to, that you can do something in that church. Get off that pew. Amen. That's why they call it a pew, because it smells after a while. So get up. Get off that pew. Amen. Get busy in your church. Whatever your gift is, pray for your purpose and be a servant. We are servants. Amen. We come to serve. Jesus served when he walked the earth. He helped people. He'll deliver. And he fed us. So let's be a servant. Amen. Let's serve God's people. Amen. And let's do everything we do. Do it unto the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't need men pleasers, women pleasers. We don't need people to pat us on our back. God's going to reward. God's going to reward. Amen. He said, be not weary in due season that you will reap if you faint not. Amen. So let's stand strong. We can see the salvation of the Lord. Put on our whole armor of God. Talks about that in Ephesians. Put on your whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation. Breastplate of right. Gird up your loins. Amen. So we got work to do. This is not a time to sit back, lay back, procrastination. I know one of the sisters was on the line. One of the sisters on the line was talking about procrastination and stagnation. All that's okay. We go through that, but that's okay. We're going to do better. We're going to grow. We're going to grow. God sees us as trees. Amen. So we're going to grow. Amen. We're going to plant the right seeds. We're going to have fruit on our tree. Amen. And we're just going to keep moving for Jesus. Amen. Our time is running short. I didn't mean to make it this long, but that's okay. They say you talk too much. Sometimes I do too, but that's okay. The Holy Spirit can flip the script. He can say whatever he wants to say. Amen. So praise God. Bishop, I'm going to pass it over to you. We're going to do the benediction. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
In Romans chapter 16:25, now to him that is of power to establish you according to the gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret.
Line unmuted.
But now is made manifest by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandments of the everlasting God, made known unto all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory, majesty, honor, and praise forever in Jesus' name. As we dismiss from the line, but never from the presence of God, may glory and honor and praise be with you. In Jesus' name, we're dismissed. Amen.
Amen. Have a blessed weekend.
Enjoy your weekend.
I love y'all. Amen.
Line muted.
Praise God. Yeah. Thank you, Bishop. Amen. Love you, Bishop. And all of our visitors. Come on back. Come on back now. Amen. Praise God. Thank God.
Yeah.
Love you all. Have a blessed day.
Amen.
Nikki Traham, you guys come on back.
Let us pray.
And all our new people this morning. Praise God. God bless
Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day.
Brother Ray.
And I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray.
Yeah, Prevost, Andre.
You let me touch so many people. And it's all for the good. I influenced so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get. Because it all comes from you, Lord.
Praise God for Mother Hall.
I'm just the one who's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much.
Praise God.
Line unmuted.
And your family, so you are a very transparent person, and that helps. You know, we don't want to be like that Nebuchadnezzar made it coated on the outside with gold. And just the stature, Bishop, you are honored and blessed, and your family, too.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Thank you for the invitation. God bless you, Mother. God bless you all. Praise God. God bless y'all. Virginia, out of Atlanta. Yeah, we got a lot out of state. Praise God.
Yes, Lord. Praise.
Glory to God. Amen.
Evangelist out of Atlanta.
Evangelist Virginia, Michael's sister. Praise God.
Oh, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
God bless
you.
God bless you.
God bless you all. Be encouraged. Have a blessed weekend.
Yes.
Thank you, Blog
Talk
Radio.
Yes, and young men came on with their testimony. That was wonderful. Because God can do anything around.
Yes, he can.
All of
us.
Hey, man.
Sister Laverne was on here. Praise God. Sister Laverne, I need to put her in prayer as well. She's the one who lost Bishop, her daughter, Lenitra, remember Lenitra? So we got to keep Sister Laverne and her family in prayer. The one that had cancer, so she lost her daughter. So we want to keep her in prayer as well. Praise
God. Yeah, Sister Denise? Hello? Did you know that Mother Gerald's in the hospital?
No, I didn't. Oh, we got to keep on
Mother,
prayer.
Early for the day.
Mother Jewel?
Yeah, Ms. Kaiser and San Leandro. So I got to call Mother again and let her get me another update, okay?
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Y'all sent her a text. Amen.
Yes, okay.
Keep her in prayer. Thank you for telling us that. Amen. Praise
God. All right. God bless everybody on this line, and this is a holy, truly Holy Ghost line.
Yes, and see y'all Sunday. Y'all come on out to church. See you Sunday. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
This is Elder Prevost. What was that YouTube channel again?
Oh, for the for Actual Gospel?
Yes, ma'am.
Can't hear. I think that's Brother Prevost with that music.
Line
muted.
The YouTube for Actual Gospel Church?
Yes, he's for the prayer line.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I need to know. The YouTube for the...
For our church?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's Actual Gospel Church.
And you also can watch it on Facebook.
Yeah, if you have Facebook, Brother Daryl.
Okay, what's the Facebook channel? No, this is Elder Prevost. Andre Prevost.
Oh, you Prevost. Okay, so it's Actual Gospel. It's AFGC Kojic. AFGC Kojic.
AFGC Kojic.
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 Kojic. So if you have Facebook.
Okay, I'm just getting it together for our listeners out there in case somebody else wants to tune in.
Okay. So, yeah, we have Facebook, and then we have YouTube. Amen. And I'll send the information to Bishop, and he can pass it on to you.
That'll be great.
Put it on the line.
Well, it's been great being with y'all today.
Amen. Praise God. And thanks for coming on. God bless you all, and tell a friend.
Okay, Denise?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm signing off, honey.
Okay, God bless you, Mother. Be in
care. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Sister Dimitri, God bless you all. And we have...
And Sammy,
Brother
too.
Brother Daryl Bryant. Good. God bless
you. Line muted.
Everybody that came on. God
bless
you.
Amen. Bless God.
Love
bless
you. Be in
God.
Care.
We have been online
all right.
today with the Holy Ghost Prayer Line. This is Elder Prevost, and we are getting ready to get out of here. We just learned DMX has passed away, so we're going to play one of his. Believe it or not, he actually has some spiritual music. We're going to play one of his prayers. So about tonight, amen. Y'all have a blessed night.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day.
Line unmuted.
And I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray. You let me touch so many people, and it's all for the good. I influenced so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get, because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, I take time out and pray. And ask that you be my crutch. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I confess to you daily. But I work hard every day.
and I hope that you hear me. In my heart I mean well, but if you'll help me to grow, then what I have in my heart begin to show. And when I get going, I'm not looking back for nothing, because I will know where I'm headed. And I'm so tired of the suffering. I stand before you, a weakened version of your reflection, begging for direction, for my soul needs resurrection. I don't deserve what you've given me, but you never took it from me, because I am grateful. And I use it, and I do not worship money. If what you want from me is to bring your children to you, my regret is only having one life to do it instead of two. Amen. What good is it for a man to gain the world, yet lose his own soul in the process?
Said you're all right with him.
Wonderful.
I know you never seen him, but don't fight with him. You're gonna make it through the night to the light with him. You're all right with him. Said you're all right with him. I know you never seen him, but don't fight with him.
Help. See, once again, I'm having difficulty saving myself, behaving myself. You told me what to do, and I do it, but every now and then, it gets a little harder to go through it. Losing friends, day by day. I'm in so much pain when I'm here, Lord. Please take me away. I put you here to do a job, and your work ain't done. To live is to suffer, but you're still my son. And there will be a time when you shine as bright as the stars, but there won't be a his or hers. Just ours. Then you see what I've been trying to show you all these years. Do the right thing, and after the tears, come the cheers. I will, my Lord, with my heart and my soul. That's gonna be how I roll, from now until I'm old. Lead and I'll follow, you take away the sorrow. I'ma sleep on what you said and holler back tomorrow.
You never seen him, but don't fight with him. You're gonna make it through the night to the light with him. You're all right with him. Said you're all right.
That for what you've given me, I'm thankful. Sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, I'm grateful. You gave us power in our words, so I think before I speak. And that way when I speak, they know I'm here to teach. Can't tell them nothing wrong, cause I love them too much. I reach a lot of people, and Lord, I'm loving the touch. But deep inside, I got something that's working against. Everything I know is right, what I know makes sense. That's when you must fight harder than you've ever fought before. Cause what you got going on inside you is a war between good and evil. Careful of those who want to be you. They smile, but are not really happy when they see you. Be careful of the ones that always want to get you high. Cause when the time comes, that one will let you die. Listen to me, I'm here, but I can only help you if you want me to help. What do you want for yourself?
I know you've never seen him, but don't fight with him.
Don't judge my behavior, but instead, take what's in my heart and put it in my head. See, I guess I really never knew how proud I made you. My life is yours, my soul I gave you. I don't know if I'll do good enough.
He's by your side.
And we both know the hood is rough.
Right by your side.
Sometimes I don't know what to do.
Try your eyes.
But I know what I gotta do.
It'll be alright.
We keep giving me the word, and I put it to song. Talk to me, I talk to them, and we can't go wrong. This is the start of something strong, and this is just the start of it. Praises to you, my Lord, for letting me be a part of it. I was a kid that, been there, did that, became ashamed, so I hid that. but ain't no longer with that. Use me as an example. If I can do it, then they can too. With the Lord behind us, there ain't nothing that we can't do.